Oh, hi again. It's me, Bill.
No, it's I'm Bill, not it's me, Bill.
It's me, Bill.
No, fucking do it right.
Hi again. That's Brian.
I'm Rihanna.
I'm Raylan.
I'm Riley.
I'm Jace.
I'm Autumn.
And I remember that it works better when I point at people. And these are some of the sodas we like.
You may remember this from last week.
Great. What have we done to ourselves?
Chili oil.
Great.
That's my God.
I imagine that's going to be better, actually.
I have less.
Take a deep whiff of it.
Better doesn't mean good.
We're on our death streak of ramen. And we have grabbed another horrible red concoction. That looks so happy.
It does. It looks like a really happy garlic clove.
This garlic is an asshole.
He's like, you are about to get your shit wrecked,
I'm
delighted!
I can't wait to see how sugar changes the taste of chili oil.
Alright, let's give this bad boy the nose.
It smells like chili oil.
Yes, it does.
Ooh, yep. I love it.
I will give it to Ramune. They are real good at making smells.
then why to me does it smell like motor oil or something?
Because you're fucked up.
Because you're having a stroke?
You don't really smell the pepper.
It smells like a red pepper right when you like cut it open.
It smells really good if it weren't for the fact that it's soda.
But it's a soda uncarbonated sugar.
Yeah, it's like if I didn't know that it was soda, I'd be just like, now that
this would be better if I was blindfolded.
It's true. It smells a bit weaker compared to the
kimchi.
Compared to the kimchi.
This would be better if I was unconscious.
True.
I feel like
they
could wake you up.
Like, agreed. The whole
You should see what we've got.
Oh God, I don't want to.
Is it?
I'm kind of worried that she's front loading these. Like, it's actually going to be the really disgusting ones that come in at the end.
You know what? Kimchi was the one that I was expecting to like the most.
Yeah,
and, no.
And oh, I
Oh yeah.
It was totally random. I put them all down here, and I just was like.
Yeah, all right, there's a 90% chance that I'm going to just start plugging my nose and taking these as shots.
Yep.
I'm going to drink this now.
I know, there's a lot.
All right.
Sounds good.
I'm going to do it.
Fine.
I'm so afraid.
You put sugar in it, just kind of tastes like a red pepper.
It really
does
not.
Yeah.
It's carbonated red pepper.
Yeah, this is
actually... Give me some hummus and I'll be good.
That was actually a little bit
enjoyable. This is reasonably pleasant.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't drink a whole bottle of it.
No.
I won't.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
Yeah, this is a red bell pepper.
I could absolutely drink an entire bottle of it. I'd have to be pretty hard up.
It's your dinner.
Exactly.
You have to be dehydrated and really desperate.
No, don't be dehydrated. This is making me thirsty.
I need some vodka in there.
I'm so curious.
Damn you, Marble. I want the last dribble.
Now I just want, like,
here, you want mine?
Yeah.
You have way too much. This is not fair.
You got
a lot? It tastes like Taco Bell.
It tastes like Taco Bell.
But there's a lot.
I think
I cleaned up most of it. It's nice and dry. And not bread.
Yeah, no, you did good. Thank you.
Yay, go me.
not an even...
No, oh, hey, you know what we could do? We just...
It was okay.
Instead of having...
Whatever you want to do.
Instead of having
it
to run
it all tastes
the...
like crap, so...
Well...
What are you crapping? Fresh red peppers coming out of Autumn's butt.
Pleasant.
Thanks for that, babe.
.tumblr.com.
That's my URL.
Wow.
I'm gonna have to say that.
And he's Brian. He's gonna be doing that for the rest of the episode.
That I just it reminds me of working at this little cafe in my hometown. Having to cut up red peppers for a little pasta salad. And one time I sliced my thumb open, cutting one. Okay. I almost fainted.
Is that part of the analogy? Mm-hmm. Or is it just.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Memories.
And then just throw some carbonation in there, and then that's what this is. I'll give it a 39 and a half.
No, 39. We don't get the partial numbers until later. Sorry. We have to do this specifically to anger Bob, and that is something that I take very seriously.
Okay, then, Bob.
There are seven of us. How did we get a point two?
Oh, it went for a ways.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
so. Okay. So that was, yep, that was me.
My analogy would be, it's like, I already said it, it's like Taco Bell, because it's, you know, it's there, and it's alright when you have it, but it's not like authentic Mexican food. It's like, it's Taco Bell, it's still garbage, but you'll eat it.
Chili oil ramen, it is not authentic Mexican food.
I thought about, excuse me.
Well, I'm just saying that if you had like a real burrito and you had a Taco Bell burrito, there's no comparison.
You're eating a real burrito and oh my god, there's a Taco Bell burrito
in
here?
So
it's like,
why this?
It's like this versus a real red pepper when you want to bite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would rather have a real red pepper.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
But
I have
so much where you can read
it. I give it a 45 out of 50.
What, out of 50, so you give it a 90 out of
100. All right, no, I mean out of 100.
No. She gives it a 45 out of 50. Riley really likes red peppers.
Do you have more, maybe? Like 10 more?
So, for this one, it wasn't terrible. If it was between this and the kimchi, I definitely go with this. But if it was like this,
weirdest thing.
You know, but if it was between this and, like, say... Almost any other drink or beverage that I can use?
Be careful. This is pretty middle of the road for what we've had this year.
This is pretty good for what we've had
this
year.
I mean, between this and, like, water, I'd choose water. Oh,
yeah. This was death.
Definitely the chili pepper.
Unless it was
but...
a fantastic drink called death that I really wanted.
It probably is.
Cake or death.
But I give it a 50. Pretty, wasn't bad.
Middle of the road.
Yeah, middle of the road.
I feel like learning to cook and going, well, this isn't done, and then just eating it anyway. I'll give that a 43.
I don't have an analogy yet, so.
I don't have a good analogy, but.
You don't need a good analogy.
There's me.
What is? Does it bring back any memories for you? No memories.
Well, I guess it kind of reminds me of like.
Well, please, Autumn's like 3 years old. She doesn't have memories.
I'm
just 9 years old.
I'm 3. I can't talk.
3 year old can talk.
Hardly.
They can say things such as, "I'm 3. I can't talk."
I'm 3. I can't talk.
In fact, if I remember 3 year olds pretty well.
They didn't
getting them to
up.
Shut up is the tricky thing.
Therefore,
I'm pretty sure I started
not
like
chattering it, you know, 2 months.
You look like you had a thing to say.
Yeah, do I do the rating first, or do I do the
No, it's suspenseful if you do the rating last.
Oh.
Because sometimes we try to go like, where the fuck are you going? 62? What?
But it reminds me of this one weird Mexican dish that my mom tried to make, but she failed so hard.
It sounds that way.
And like there's lots of those pepper things in there.
Peppers.
And it just
peppers.
the thingies.
Pepper cheese.
Yes. The
little red ones, habaneros, or
yes.
Okay, you said yes to like 4 different things now. Which
yeah,
one is it?
There were just a lot it of peppers.
Literally a pile of peppers.
A single pepper.
The red ones.
I call this fish.
The red ones.
So we're going habaneros.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
They were spicy.
Yes. It was really spicy. It gave me a lot of stomach problems. But other than that.
As with the soda.
Yeah. Yeah. The stomach's probably going to give me a lot of.
We're in for a rough ride.
Ramen revenge.
And later than tonight.
But I'd have to say, 37.
All right. Really like stomach problems.
It's okay.
Hey, I'll eat things that give me stomach
absolutely.
Problems. Basically,
yeah.
Okay.
I like cashews.
For me, it basically tastes like some peppers with some sugar. So there's my analogy.
And
that will give you a stomach ache.
And I give it a 40.
Well, you're getting better.
Well, you got it out.
Nailed
there
it.
You go.
There you go.
And finally.
I already did mine.
What?
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Taco Bell.
Who's left?
Me.
Ryan.
That one.
You
saw. Oh. Duh.
Wow. You went earlier than I thought.
Yeah. No, this is, I mean, it's not a soda I would ever pay for. But
they're not cheap either.
Yeah, no, and but the problem with that is water for me is like in the 70 range. So it's like, well, if I can get water effectively for free, you're gonna need to be like 80 or above for me to pay for you. That said, this is not a 50 soda. So I really need to think of an analogy.
You should have been this whole time.
This analogy, I'm gonna say that this soda, all right, this soda is Timothy Dalton as James Bond.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, no, Timothy Dalton is James Bond right there. You've got Roger Moore right before him, you got Pierce Brosnan right after him, both significantly better Bonds in my opinion.
So kimchi is Roger Moore.
That'd be like if Nicolas Cage played James Bond. I would watch the shit out of that.
But yeah, no, because like Timothy Dalton was way too pleased with himself as James Bond. And I feel like this soda, especially coming after the kimchi, is like, you're welcome. And like, you didn't do all that much soda. You just weren't terrible. That is not high praise.
We were so relieved to give a 35 to something.
I know. Yeah, no, this soda has been pretty much every podcast I have done this year for AndBetter.org. It's been... All right, but it really hasn't had any good competition. So, yeah,
it's a real soda shack of a soda. Oh,
it is Hearthstone. It is Soda Shack. It is Loadout. It is all of that. It is 29.
We have given Chili Oil Ramune a 40.42857142857143.
That was me.
We clustered close to 40.
How?
And a lot of us skewed higher.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's a little.
Wait, was I the low?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Substantially.
Apparently, okay, fine.
So, it's not authentic Mexican food. See you later, soda pals.